بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When a person sees a doctor, sees a physician, or he sees a psychologist, then the doctor, physician, or psychologist will treat the person. And after treating the person, he'll now tell the person what exercises he needs to do, what treatment he needs to continue doing, what actions he needs to continue doing to continue to get the benefit of the treatment that the doctor has done. So here Hazrat Mawlana Ashrafi Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, he brings a chapter called the summary of the book. Now in the summary of the book, he's actually saying that he's given now a prescription of how to continue with this yearning for akhirat. One is whilst a person is going through the treatment, that yearning is there, the desire is there whilst listening to the ahadith, but how to keep this momentum going, how to keep that istiqamah going. He's showing a very nice prescription to how to keep this going right up till the time the person passes away, how to keep the desire of akhirat in the heart. So he explains that consider this book to be a prescription for spiritual ailments. I am now going to explain to you how to apply the prescription. So up till now this is a prescription. I am now telling you how to apply this prescription. After reading this book, the way to derive benefit, i.e. the way to develop a yearning for the year after, is that you must set aside some time during the day or night and gather the themes of this book in your heart. What the ulama refer to as muraqabah. A person takes out some time in the day or night and he just reflects and he ponders, he meditates and he thinks about certain things. So this is what Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi is saying, that take out some time during the day or night and gather the themes of this book in your heart. Then think to yourself that this world is a place of grief and misery. So you must think that this world itself, this dunya, is a place filled with grief and misery. When is that day going to come when I will be separated from this world to go to my original abode? The year after, the angels of mercy, now this is how a person is thinking, that he starts thinking of all the positives of death and after death. First he thinks that this dunya is a place of misery, this place of grief, and now he's thinking of the beauty of akhirat, so he's meditating upon this. When is that day going to come when I will be separated from this world to go to my original abode? The year after, the angels of mercy will come to take me. I must have fallen ill before my death, so my sins will be pardoned because of the illness, and I will be cleansed and purified. So the sickness that a person experiences before he passes away, it actually is a cleansing process, so that when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's clean and he's pure. So when a person falls ill or he sees somebody also falling ill, he'll think positive of that person. But Allah Pak is using this illness to clean this person, wash him, and make him pure before he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what a person should think. When the angels start extracting my soul, I will hear the glad tidings which are described in this book. Those glad tidings of Jannah which the Malaika bring, and they come and they give the glad tidings of Jannah. Abshiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. So he said, think about the time when my ruh is taken away and the angels are coming and they're giving me this glad tidings of Jannah. The angels will take me with respect and reverence. We did that. Hadith, how they will take the person's soul away, wrapped in a silken cloth with musk and basil, sweet smell, and they'll go up with it. So he think of all this. The angels will take me with respect and reverence. On reaching the grave, I will see many things. I will meet the souls of the pious, of the saints, of all the awliya Allah. When I reach the grave, then I'll meet the souls of the awliya Allah, of my near and dear ones. The person has lost his parents, lost his family members, etc., who are near and dear to him. He must think that now I'll get a chance to meet these people. I'll meet my near and dear ones and of my friends, and I will then move around in paradise. If I left behind an eternal good deed in the world, or if any Muslim brother makes dua for me, then I will enjoy even more bounties and favors by the blessings of these eternal good deeds and duas of Muslim. So now he's thinking, whilst he's pondering, if I left something good in this world, something that will bring me that sawab-e-jariya, then I'll be benefiting from that. If people around are making dua for me, I'll be getting more benefits because of this. I will then experience the same comfort and ease on the day of resurrection. This will be followed by various physical and spiritual pleasures of Jannah. In short, think about all these things that take the joy and take joy from them. So what Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah is saying in this prescription, think of all the positive things. When a person is meditating and thinking of these positive things, it will make him start yearning for akhirat. So then he explains that think to yourself that it is certainly possible to save yourself. Now he is explaining the one ishkal, one thought might come to the mind, that If you think that the hadith, if you start thinking of the hadith on punishment, now whilst meditating, to your mind suddenly the hadith of punishment start coming, what must you do? He said, think to yourself that it is certainly possible to save yourself from it. How can you be punished if you save yourself from actions which incur punishment? So immediately you start warding away those thoughts of azab. How? By telling yourself that I can save myself from this. I don't need to do those bad actions that will bring punishment. By thinking in this way, your yearning for the year after will increase and your interest in the world will decrease. The love which you had for this world will be replaced by revulsion. The fear which you had for the year after will be replaced by love and yearning for it. In addition to these many benefits of thinking in this way, it is an act of worship. So one is the benefit that a person is getting, that psychological, that spiritual benefit. It's also an ibadah to do this. He explains, it is an act of worship and the Shariat instructed us to do this. The hadith mentioned several virtues of meditating in this way. A few hadith are quoted as proofs. And Anas radiallahu anhu, and in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أكثروا ذكر الموت فإنه يمحس الذنوب وَيُزْهِدُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, remember death frequently because it purifies from sin and creates disinterest in the world. When a person, he thinks about mort, then what he does, he takes away interest of the dunya. He doesn't get too interested in the world. Why? He's thinking of mort frequently. And what he does, it creates a disinterest in the world and it also purifies the person from guna. Anil Wadin ibn Ata, qala kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam idha ahsa min al-nasi bi ghaflatin min al-mawti jaa fa akhadha bi adatati al-babi thumma hatafa thalatan ya ayyuhan nas ya ayyuhal islam ya ahla al-islam atadkum al-maniyyah ratiban lazimatan jaa al-mawt bima jaa bihi jaa bir-ruhi war-rahati والكثرة المباركة لأولياء الرحمن من أهل دار الخلود الذين كان سعيهم ورغبتهم فيها. الودين بن عطاء رحمة الله عليه narrated, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt that the people were becoming neglectful of death, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he could sense the people were becoming neglectful of death, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would come forward, he would hold the side post of the door and he'll call out three times, O people of Islam, death has come to you essentially and with certainty. Death has brought whatever it comes with. It has come with refreshment, it has come with comfort and blessed abundance for the friends and the merciful from amongst the dwellers of Jannah, whose striving and yearning was for paradise. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him basharat like this. Last hadith, wa fi sharhi sudur, qila ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hal yuhsharu ma'a shuhada'i ahadun, qala na'am, may yadhkuru al-mawta fi al-yawmi wal-laylati 20 marrah. Qultu, wa man raqaba kama dhakartu, kana dhikruhu lahu akthar min 20 lil-kathrati fi al-riwayati allati fi muhallu al-muraqaba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will anyone be resurrected with the martyrs? He replied, yes, the one who thinks of death 20 times in the morning and the night. So these people will be resurrected with the martyrs. I say the person, Muratami rahmatullahi, he's saying that I say the person who meditates on death, as I described in the beginning of this discussion, his remembrance of death will be more than 20 times, because the narrations on meditating about death are more than 20. The last hadith, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Laysa shaheedu illa man qatala fi sabilillah. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only those people that are martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in war, in jihad, etc., are these people the only shaheed? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَقَالَ يَا عَيْشَ إِنَّ شُهَدَى أُمَّتِي إِذَنْ لَقَلِيلٌ. If that was the case, then there'll be very few shuhada in my ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an easy prescription how a person can get shahadat. Very easy prescription. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ قَالَ فِي يَوْمٍ 25 مَرَّةٍ اللَّهُمَّ بَارِكْ فِي الْمَوْتِ وَفِي مَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ ثُمَّ مَاتَ عَلَى فِرَاشِهِ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ أَجْرَ شَهِيدٍ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person that says, Allahumma barik fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. Allahumma barik fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. Allahumma barik fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. He says this 25 times. A person says this 25 times in a day. This person will pass away as a shaheed, even if he passes away on his bed. He passed away in his bed through some illness, whatever it is, he passes away at home. This person will get the rank, martaba of shahadat, by reading this dua 25 times a day. Look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking for excuses to give a person so much. So this is the prescription that we should try and do. Take out time morning, take out time in the evening, whatever time a person can find, and meditate for a little while every day over that. This has very, very good, major spiritual benefits and remedies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.